Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. My name is Jussie Lindeberg and I'm once again joined with a wonderful guest to share another story of positivity from the Fraser Coast region. Today, I'm joined with the Principal of Corinity Education Glendine, Mr. Dale Hansen. Hello, Principal Hansen.
How are you, Justin?
I'm actually in my naughty corner. This is where I spent most of my school life.
Well, I could actually relate to that because I don't think I was the best behaved student. I don't know why, but I think that's just some of us are a little bit like that.
I was referred to as such a princess in primary school. And then when I got into high school and the peer pressure and all the body changes, hormones and everything, and I was in an overcrowded school too. It was just an explosion of population on the Gold Coast where I grew up. And I definitely rebelled and actually in my high school, Southport High, we had like a jail cell, a padded room cell, which was about the size of just a single toilet cubicle, and it was fully padded and had a little window at the top of the door. And that became my, not many people know this, but that actually became my classroom for a while just because I was really rebelling and not happy. My mum doesn't even know that. Hey, Mum. Mum, if you wondered why I failed history, that's why. Anyway, but I don't even know why I waffled on about that, but things just come into my head to share. But I think that's maybe why just hearing in our little speed dating that we just did to converse to find out a little bit more about Corinity Education at Glendine, I connected with this story at another level because this is a special assistance school which, in all honesty, I've worked in education, but I'm not even familiar with what a special assistance school is. And I think it's, thank you. I want to shut up. You tell me, Dale, please tell us a story about Corinity, please.
Yes, for sure. So those stories, minus the jail cell, are still out there with young people who are actually struggling in normal mainstream education. For a variety of reasons. Corinity Education Glendine's story actually commenced in about 1997, and it was as a result of a think tank at the Harvey Bay Baptist Church. And there was a chaplain, Owen Backwell, who was working at Harvey Bay High, who was very concerned about the amount of young men who seemed to be roaming the streets with fairly aimless lives, and he was wanting to help them actually to find place, find purpose in life. And so as a result, he brought that to the church. Some members sat down and they talked about what they were going to do. The property next door to the church was purchased by the Baptist Union of Queensland, and so a program began for these young men between 15 and 18 years of age to help them to become, to have purpose, but also to become positive members of the local community. So in its beginnings, it wasn't actually a school, and the term special assistance school didn't exist, and not until up to probably 10 or 12 years ago now. And but in order to keep the program running, it needed to become a school. So when I joined it in 2005, the school was still trying to find its way between being a place where young people could come to be mentored, supported, given some skills for life, particularly life skills, and divert them away from crime, to becoming a place where they would actually also get their education. But it became a school in 2002, and it's grown into what it has become today. Interestingly, special assistance schools were given that tag because they weren't actually special schools for children who had severe disabilities. It wasn't a mainstream school because what was offered was very different to what was in mainstream school, even though it did align with curriculum outcomes and education outcomes. But it became a place where young people who were not functioning well or surviving or becoming disenfranchised or had trauma that they might have been dealing with in their life while they were in education, mainstream school, could be referred to come out and join our school where they could have that more individualised support, the opportunity to learn the way that they feel like they'd like to learn and still achieve education outcomes. So that's a really brief summary of what Glendine has sort of grown into, but obviously there's more to it than that.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm.
So have you worked in education in a standard curriculum, standard environment, regular school before going into Glendine?
So I've done a brief stint in education in normal mainstream schools, not much time at all. My background has always been in the vet sector. When I left school myself, I had a trade. I had some time in the Royal Australian Navy. As I went through life, I wanted to become a teacher, and so I wanted to teach my trade.
Yeah. So vet is vocational education, not the animal kind.
No, not the animal kind. That's good. I love dogs and cats and all that sort of stuff, but no.
Yeah.
So that was my entry into teaching. And, of course, in the vocational education sector, there is a lot of young people who haven't done well in school but are very, very good with their hands.
Yes.
And teaching them, I also had an opportunity to reflect on their education journey through school. And I could almost say without a doubt, 100% of them said they didn't like school but loved being apprentices.
Yes.
And
massive light bulb moment.
It was. But it was also their connection to a real positive pathway for their future. I spent probably 6 or 7 years teaching in that area before joining Glendine. And I actually joined Glendine as an offer because I was actually there assisting teachers to develop literacy skills with young people who were disengaged from education.
And you were the...
And obviously
the person that had the skills to lead.
Well, the principal at the time invited me onto his team.
Yeah.
And so the story went on from there.
Yeah.
And I've been there now 14 and a half years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So why I ask that question is there a difference if you're a struggling student for whatever reason, it's a behaviour or it's different circumstances in your environment that are causing you to be disenfranchised, like you said, from regular mainstream school, and your education suffering and the future starting to look bleak and parents and adults around you are panicking. Going to school, you don't feel it's not a place of safety. It's not a place where you would look forward to going. I know myself in my high school when I was not engaged in my learning, I would be sick in the stomach at the thought of going to school and couldn't wait for that bell to ring to walk out the gate in the afternoon. Does that change for students or some of the students when they go to Glendine, where they're amongst peers that they're in the same mindset of regular mainstream hasn't worked for them, but there's a camaraderie that where they are, they fit and they're understood? Is there more understanding and acceptance?
Yeah, so my philosophy is it's relationships before learning. If a person makes a connection, either with a school or a workplace, they're, the outcomes for them and the environment they're in and the workplace or the school is going to be a lot more positive. So part of underpinning in our model of service is the fact that we want to develop a relationship with the young person. Firstly, to understand them, you know, what might be going on in their personal lives, how we might be able to best help them, how we might be able to plan their future, whether it be their education, their work, or a combination of those things. Having the smaller school environment helps us to become more individualized and personal with those people, with those young people. So, and I understand, you know, there's a lot of students that come to us that have had so many supposed failures in education, not felt that they're inclusive of the school. And one of the first barriers we often have to overcome is the fact that they would trust us to do the right thing by them. So, and of course, that only happens if we, you know, work together and we have this this opportunity to get to know one another.
Yeah.
And it's like trying to develop a friendship, you know. You just walk down the street and meet somebody and expect to be invited into their home or likewise. So it takes time to develop that relationship of trust and feel safe with people.
That's right.
So young people that have been in the school for a while, they've experienced that, they feel that, and then they often would communicate that with a new young person to say, well, this is a safe place and you're no different to me and let's work together. And so often the peers, there is some camaraderie between the peer groups. And I'm not saying that it's all perfect every day.
It's still a school.
But, you know, where there's a group of people, there'll always be some issues. But that is our focus, is to develop those relationships, that sense of belonging, belonging to the school first, and then helping them to understand that they can also belong to the wider community in a very positive way.
Yeah. Now, with your being a part of the school for 14 years, more than 14 years, you must have had some success stories.
Yes.
I haven't prompted you on this, but if there's, you don't have to mention any names, but is there any examples of success? You're absolutely beaming. I can see you smiling.
Look, that's a really big, hard one to ask. What would I consider the most successful? There's many. Look, one of the greatest joys that I have in my life is to go out into a shop or a business or something like that and to see past students.
Employed
in those businesses, working in those businesses, in some ways, you know, working towards managing in those businesses. And, you know, that to me is, you know, we always want our students to be more successful than us. That should be a teacher's philosophy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to go out there and see them doing so well. In fact, I was driving back from Brisbane yesterday afternoon and I called into a service station and two past students that were in the car in front of me who graduated, you know, it's probably 10 years ago now, were parked there and they walked over and gave me a bit of cheek until I realised who they were. And we had a good chat and it was great to hear what they were doing. You know, they were, they'd been to Brisbane. They were buying some car parts to bring back to fix on their car. One of them was working, you know, in security. The other one was working as a mechanic. And just to sit there, and because, you know, these were students that I'd, you know, had some time with fishing trips and speaking to them and just watching them and encouraging them to grow beyond what they believed they would end up being, you know.
And just the fact that they're comfortable to sing out to you and give you some cheek and have a laugh with you.
Well, that's, you know,
lovely.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's great. You know, I probably remember some years ago now, where when I was living at the school, and a car pulled up in my driveway, 7 o'clock one morning, and a former student got out of the car and he knocked on the door Friday morning, 7 o'clock, and asked me if I'd like to go fishing with him.
Oh.
And he was with his car, and he just bought his new boat, and I knew he loved fishing. I never had the opportunity to go with him, unfortunately, but, you know, it's those, you know, obviously the relationship that we had in school had a real impression on him. And you know, he was just acknowledging that and just wanting to, in some way, repay, you know, the, what do you call, I suppose, the times that we had together, you know, as a, in that mentor-mentee type opportunities.
I'm glad when I asked you about a success story, you answered it that way, because you're right, and I didn't think of this way when I asked the question, but for all the students that come to Glendine, Corinity Education, Glendine, they're having a go, and they're all working, they've put themselves forward to have a better outcome for their future and try their best. So they're all winners, aren't they?
Well, they are.
They're all,
you
success
know,
stories.
At the end of the day, it's, like I say, our program is really about meeting the needs of the whole person, you know, not just the educational needs. So we want them to become part of a wider community. One of the things that I've reflected on over the years, and I did this last week when our Year 12s graduated. We had 14 of our Year 12s graduated, 11 of them with Queensland Certificates of Education. And I think if we didn't exist, what would have happened to those young people?
Yeah.
You know, would they have just dropped out of school? Would they have ended up on the welfare, or, you know, what would have happened to them?
Yeah.
So,
or even their own self-worth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think, and probably the, you know, one of the great moments that I had was to actually sit with a lot of those young people as we had lunch after graduation, and nearly all of them had somewhere they were going beyond school, whether it was to go into further study. One of them had an apprenticeship. One of them had work. And so, you know, just talking about their futures, even though some of them said, well, leaving school today is like leaving my family, they could still step away, knowing that we were there, but also confident that they could take on the next step in life, in their journey.
Yeah, independently.
Independently of us.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Dale, you give me goosebumps when you talk about your school, and I feel like I wish I had that opportunity when I was at school. That wasn't around then, I don't think. And having said that, I've done okay. just to clarify, I did all right.
Look, I think in general, young people are very resilient.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do find their way eventually.
Yeah.
It just takes some time. But, you know, I think what we add to it in education is some opportunities to speak in their lives
and
to, you know, open up the bigger world and the opportunities that might be available to them.
Yeah, I would like to extend the invitation to any past students of Corinity, if they would like to share their positive story of where they've gone after Corinity, they're more than welcome to get in touch with me and come into my little studio / crochet room. Dale, keep your hand off my wool. I can see you eyeing it off over there in the corner.
Look, I can tell you now, my knitting skills aren't that great.
Neither are mine.
yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we sign off?
Look, there's probably a million things I could share. But I do want to say too, as part of this, you know, it takes a special team of people in our school. Like, we have some great staff, and all of them are there because they want to see young people succeed. And I think that's really important. They themselves, obviously, we have some days which are quite challenging. They're quite resilient to that, very forgiving. And also one of our favourite sayings is positive regard at all times. You know, don't remember what happened yesterday. Look forward to what can be achieved today and in the future, you know. Nice. And I think holding on to hurts and that sort of thing doesn't really help anybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got to move beyond that.
Yeah.
But, look, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dale. And I am very thankful that you've spent time in your busy day as you end, coming to the end of school year.
Yes, yes, yes,
I'll
yes.
let you get back to your report writing.
Thank you very much.
Or assessments.
Yeah. I don't have any assessments, just the reports. But look, it's been really wonderful just to come in here and just to share a little bit about Glendine. But also, we do have a webpage, and if people want to know more, we do have a new website coming very shortly.
Thank you for prompting me, because I do share all this information in a blog.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if you're aware of that. So all the links and to find out more, I'll put in a detailed blog and connect people with you.
Yeah, that'll
maybe
be great.
Maybe referrals, possibly. So thank you very much. Are you going to dance for the camera from a little promo?
The last time I danced, I think I injured the person I danced with. So I might just do a little bit of a, you know, thumbs up. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Dale.